Well, Puthego Mojapele is an aviation analyst, and he joins us this morning. Puthego, good morning. How are you? It's been a while. How are you doing?
I'm okay, thanks. Thank you so very much for having me this morning.
A great pleasure. So it's not very often where we see airports, civilian airports, being targeted the way the Houthis are targeting and targeted Ben Gurion. Let's just start there. Is it more common than we think?
It would seems like the target would be much more on the movement and the access.
Right.
Remember, the point of access to any country would be air access. You would have, if you need to go out of the country and move much faster, you would need to use air services. And it seems like the political fightings, they seems to have this idea that if we paralyze the airport infrastructure or air infrastructure in the country, it would be an effective of offensive that they would want to cause in any establishment or any country that they are fighting with.
Mm-hmm.
So these kind of incidents, they seems to be reoccurring, but the IPAO convention stipulate very clear that and we would remember that in the ICAO convention, the ICAO is a United Nations organization,
mm-hmm.
which protects civilians, which protects ordinary men and women in civil aviation. Now, it is for that reason that they always try to advise the worrying factors and everybody involved to say, do not include civilian and do not harm civilians within where the civil aviation activities happened. And for that reason, we see that they seems to be very much going towards that direction of being in contrast of what ICAO convention saying about that. But it seems to be reoccurring where we see airports have been targeted. Mm.
What is the latest in Yemen with the airport in Sana'a? What do we know?
Well, what I have got, which is very much unconfirmed, is that the airport is closed. There's still no access into the airport. There are more activities around the military trying to make sure that the area is secured. But obviously, if there's a fight that's happening, everybody across the world will try and avoid going into the area, including the airspace around the Yemen area. So it is something that it's closed. It's basically closed. There's no access. You even the airspace for that matter, it's closed. So an inconvenience, because remember, it's not only about the airport, it's also about other services that are in that airspace. That airspace is closed, which means that all the traffic that crosses around the Yemen area are now affected. It has to do what we call a detour to avoid getting into that. So that is a bit of an inconvenience. However, it is not normal when there's fights, ordinary people
will avoid.
Are not supposed to be affected, get affected by these things, yes.
Right. And how long would it take? Let's assume, and we don't know exactly the extent of the damage, but let's assume that runways and terminal buildings and all sorts of other things have been damaged at the airport. How long does it normally take to get back to some form of functionality?
This would be informed by the security assessment that the country would want to have from the authorities. The security assessment is something that they need to clear up the runway and make our runways and facility be usable again. It is not something that usually takes long because of the severity of the importance of that facility to be get to be used. I mean, we do have quite a number of damages that usually happens on the runways. There are measures in place of making sure that if the facility is damaged, it gets fixed within 24 hours so that the service can resume. Again, sometimes it's even less than that to get things going back at the airport. But like I said, in this case, it might be slightly different because this is not an incident. This is something that is been planned to have happened. It is something that was planned. It was a target. Now, you don't know if the security says that based by those that running the airport would be satisfied with the response that comes from the law enforcement to say, well, we are happy that they're not going to be in attack further into the airport, so therefore we can open. If the assurance from them is very dicey, the airport might still be closed for an extended period. However, it is something that, assessments that usually take place before the decision can be made.
Mm. Do we know if Yemen is obviously not a great tourist attraction and not a lot of people just traveling there, unless I would imagine it's either for business or to see family, but even from a commercial point of view, it's not exactly a global hub. Do many international airlines, do any really internationally respected airlines fly into Yemen?
Most of the airlines since October last year, they have imposed travel ban onto the area, and that travel ban is still active on most of the operating airlines that were going in the area, on the basis of the safety of the citizens that would be wanting to travel there. So the airlines are very much wary of the situation, and they wouldn't want to get involved as far as taking people in there and they being
taking
killed
the risk.
Or
yeah.
infrastructure being damaged. So the embargo has already been still in place for most of the airlines. So it is affected whether there's tourism or there's no tourism.
Right.
It is affected.
Most
of the things are affected because it's not only about people, it's about also cargo that is important that needs to go in there.